Yes. This is the Retro Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And, well, I want to let my audience know ahead of time. These are more harder days of the year for me here. Because it's a little warmer. If you happened to listen to the show last night, well, you know, I'm a heat casualty. I don't function well with the heat. And we happen to live, I live in Poland, so it's colder here the majority of the time. I know we are just starting up July, and it's just starting to get warm. So, I'm a little, with my injury, my calcified neck bones, that together, I'm bedridden for 20 hours out of the day in these conditions. So, I depend heavily upon my staff to get things done, to be sure to contribute information, to have material ready, these things like that. And, because I have a difficult time. Not that I think this year we're going to get an AC unit just to have everything blanketed cold. Because, I mean, during the wintertime here, I have the windows open. I like it morgue cold. That's how I operate. Like, underneath the hospital. So, but anyways, I know that we had a phenomenal show yesterday. And I want to thank Rob D. for bringing Alana Freeland onto the show.
Welcome.
Yeah. Network. Yeah, we have my co-hosts who are on the show with me today. We've got Rob D. and we've got Will Trebbit from The Man of Truth.
How's it going today, gentlemen? Good to be here. And you're right, yesterday was a very cool show. And it's funny because she's a very smart woman. She was actually asking more questions than she was answering. It actually turned out to be more of an interview about V, which was pretty cool. And the subject matter is very, very interesting. And it's important that we talk about that type of subject matter because for a lot of people, that's still science fiction. And they don't know that we've been living among that for a long time. It still sounds like far out there. And anything that we can do to demystify that is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's 100% right. It is one of those topics that tends to sometimes get us dismissed as crazy, but, you know, we're just warning people because we care. And it is a deep rabbit hole. The deeper you dive into it, the more heinous it seems to be.
And how cute is that Myrrh? She says bunny hole.
The bunny hole. Hefner S. kind of thing.
Whoa, well, now. Who knows?
Wow, when you say bunnies, I go back to my childhood.
Wow.
I got in a lot of trouble when my magazine was found by my mother. I denied, buying it. She actually brought it to my teacher in class, and I had a meeting, and I had a discussion. I couldn't believe it, actually. At school, there's my magazine sitting on teacher's desk.
Oh, wow.
The simpler days, when that's all I had to worry about.
Oh, yeah. Remember those days. Yeah, got caught with my first VHS. Where'd you get this? I got it from you, Dad.
Yeah, that's what I said at the store, too. It was his birthday. I found him a magazine. It was Bowen's drugstore.
You guys threw a pop under the bus, huh?
I think it was my brother that threw me under that perpetual bus that he used to throw me under every time I did something not right. I think he had the biggest magazine collection.
Yeah, brothers will do that.
Oh, simple days. You can't revisit them, thank goodness, but you can think about them. You said it's hot over there. What's the temperature like over there? I'm curious, because we were over 100 Fahrenheit yesterday. And we're going to be that again today, because we're in Turkey. It gets very hot in summer where I'm at. I'm right on the Aegean Sea as well, so it gets real sticky. I'm curious what you call hot.
Well, I don't know. It's quite forgivable for right now. At the moment, I have a new cover for my headset mic, so I'm able to have my fan on its lowest setting without you guys hearing it. And so I'm okay right now. I don't watch the weather. I don't pay attention to the weather. When you become like how I am, I'm spoiled. Everything is done for me. Everybody prompts me with information. Everybody does this. Everybody does that. I just go through my day being handled.
Well, according to my statistics here, you're 77 degrees Fahrenheit today. That's like air conditioning for me. I might even have to have a jacket on.
Yeah, it's possible. 77 degrees here. I had to have all the windows open in where I live last night just to be able to continue to sleep. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the cooler weather. I'm going to go visit Vinny, hopefully, sometime next week if the flights are allowed. I had booked twice before to go visit. Each time my flight was canceled.
Yeah. You're going to like the weather here. Yeah. I mean, if you're dealing with 100 degrees Fahrenheit down Turkey, yes, it's going to be a nice 75 here for you.
Oh, yes. That's beautiful for sleep and weather. I've been living in air conditioning. Literally keep the blackout blinds closed all day because you don't want the sun getting in the house. It gets so hot.
Right. Yeah.
I think I could make cookies outside one day as a joke. I'm going to put a pan out on the terrace and cook some cookies in the sun.
Well, 75 degrees to me, that's reaching over the limit. 80 degrees, I'm fanning myself. So, but anyways,
about the weather.
Well, you guys were talking before the show here, and it seemed like Will didn't know very much about you, even though I thought we brought Will in on your situation.
Everything was highly compartmentalized. It said for my eyes only, and I asked the producer, and they were like, "Oh, it's above your pay grade. Stop asking questions. You're just a co-host."
Flying blind, ain't we?
Oh, wow. Well, guys, I want to do something here today, and I did not get to Mike in time enough, but I had wanted to do an episode. I wanted to do another BS situation, because I'm sick and tired of these, what are they, political commentators? Fox no longer has news reporters. They're political commentators. They're trying to do what we're doing, okay? I remember when Tom Brokaw would come on and say what the news was, and you know it's good night, everybody.
In Qatar today, 4 civilian casualties.
Yeah. What do you think of my Brokaw?
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Walter Cronkite. And that's the way it was.
Yeah.
David, stop throwing me up.
But But now I'm going to get to the subject of my iPads here very soon. I get on my iPad, and there's so much that's pushed Fox, CNN stuff. It's like I always scroll past that stuff, but I'm looking at this guy's face, and he looks like what's the guy that played Robin on Batman and Robin? The horrible, horrible Batman and Robin with the...
Burt Ward?
No. I'm talking
Burt
about...
Burt Ward was Batman, wasn't
it? I'm talking about nipples. I'm talking about the nipples.
Whoa.
What movie was that?
I have no idea.
Where they first brought it to Robin. With all the Batman movies, I'm not talking about the Tim Burton movies. I'm talking about the ones that came after that. Anyways, that guy who played Robin, the guy looks like him. Anyways, it looks like a retarded version of him. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy looks like he just digests fecal matter. I'm going to listen to what he has to say. And of course, this is nothing but fecal matter is coming out of his mouth. This Fox, not news reporter. I don't want to give him the title of news reporter, but I guess political commentary. I stopped watching the news at a very young age, knowing when stuff started turning into disinformation. I could discern as a very young kid. Stuff just wasn't real. But I'm listening to this guy, and he's talking about the statues being torn down and how, you know, and he just started spitting all this garbage about, you know, it just adding in so much of his personal opinion and yada, 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 and it's like, dude, just report the news. I don't want to hear how you feel about it. And I'm realizing I'm going through a few other Fox News stuff and other stuff. It's like, wow, these guys no longer deliver the news. They deliver a narrative. And I know that's been the case, but it's gotten so grotesque where he's all like, you know, Teddy Roosevelt statue, blah, 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 this, that's, it lists a whole bunch of facts of how great Teddy Roosevelt was for us. Okay, great. And then he goes to talk about how Albert Pike's statue was torn down. Yeah, he was a Confederate general, but he was tried for treason by the Confederacy, and he was a Freemason, and his statue was torn down. And then he moves on, like, whoa. So, this guy obviously does either just not know what the hell he's talking about, or he's just trying to cover up again the real information. We all know who Albert Pike was, and out of anybody's statue in the world that should be torn down, it's Albert Pike's statue. I mean, I know we have very intelligent listeners. I mean, do I even need to go through the facts of who Albert Pike really was?
And the fact that he's a Confederate Brigadier General and he has a statue is north of the Mason-Dixon line. You know, it'd be one thing if it was in the South, but, I mean, this guy's north of the Mason-Dixon line in the nation's capital, and nobody ever thinks about bringing that one down.
Tear the two Bush towers down. Those Bush statues would do well to go.
Yeah, we need to take those down.
Well, I think the name from earlier for Robin was Brent Thwaites. I had to do a Google, and I got Robin and Batman mixed up from the first movie. First series, how could I do that? I don't know. It's a mind fart, if you will. Yeah. I see what you're talking about, that guy, but I don't watch the news. I find it made all the false flags go away. It cured the COVID and everything if I just don't watch the news.
Yeah, it's horrendous. we have.
It is all commentary. It's the delivering of the official state line of the deep state every time. You don't even see the feel-good stories anymore. You know, it's all the nastiness and people behaving badly and bad attitudes and look what we want you to see. And it's worse somewhere else. So you got it really good. You're American. You're better than, you know. It just, until people leave the country, they won't see the harm our foreign policies have done.
I mean, I think we need a reform. And these so-called media companies, CNN, Fox, we don't need political commentary. Deliver the news as it happens, and you know, turn it off. I don't need to hear that. Oh well, these statues don't belong to these mobs. These statues belong to you, the people, because your tax dollars paid for it. And well, okay, first off, tax dollars stolen from me, stolen from us. Tax dollars spent on crap like this that we don't approve of. And those mob people you're talking about also paid for it. So it's theirs as well. So if you want to get factual about it, you know, it made me sick to my stomach just to watch one Fox. And this guy's name is Tucker something. He just looks like, yes, Tucker Carlson. Thank you, Mike. How I feel offended. How dare they try to have someone? Because these are preachers. They're not even telling. They're not even politically commentating now. They're preachers. They're propagandists. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of it started too. We're talking about some of the older newscasters that used to tell the news straight up, and you know, even though they'd be lying, at least they wouldn't say it from a partisan perspective. They would just tell you what did or didn't happen, or just lie to you. But it really started with Gore Vidal and William Buckley in their series of debates. I believe it was around the 1968, I could be wrong about that, but the presidential election. And they had a series of televised debates, I think like 9 of them. And it was the first time where like Gore Vidal was a liberal and Buckley was a conservative. And they just debated. And it was the first time that people saw that on TV. And it got a lot of ratings. People loved it. People loved watching it. At one point, William Buckley almost punches Gore Vidal in the face for calling him a crypto-Nazi. Which is pretty entertaining. I think there's a documentary about that somewhere out there. I know, but you can go look it up. It's a pretty interesting incident that happened, and it changed TV history forever. And then once people realized that, you know, slowly the cable news kind of got into it after many years too, and that's what you get now. You don't get straight reporting. You get Fox, CNN, or MSNBC, but nobody really in the middle.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than 2 of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Okay. So I'm looking at yeah, okay. It's Tucker Carlson, and I cross-referenced him with Chris O'Donnell. That's who played Robin in Batman and Robin. The bad one where they had nipples on their hard rubber suit costumes. Chris O'Donnell. All right.
I think it's cold in the Batcave.
Yeah, it was very cold when they made those moldings. That was for sure. I don't know. I'm hoping to make a big conspiracy theory here, sort of like a Bill Hicks, Alex Jones sort of scenario here, because Chris O'Donnell fell off the scene, and here we have Chris Tucker. Tucker Carlson. Yeah, I don't know. Just a lot of these people. A lot of these people are just molded. Hollywood likes to do this thing where they like to get a lot of people that look the same. You know, when they have a hit with somebody that looks a certain way, then that person sort of falls from grace or disappears. They try to get someone that looks exactly like that to do something else for Hollywood. If not, they'll throw them in media or something like that. And I think that's kind of what they do here. And it's all about the mind control again. It's all about that MK Ultra. You know, if someone had great success in influencing people, they're going to try to run with that formula.
Yeah, there's a bunch of script readers. You know, let's look at Building 7. They announced that it has fallen. You know, they're talking about the 9/11 event, and they say that Building 7 has fallen, and it's right over the shoulder in the background of the lady reading the news. You know, and 21 minutes or something later, down it went in a controlled demolition. So, yeah, they're script readers, and then what they read to us is then known as fact. And fact checkers will use the words of the known liar script readers to say that's what it was. That's just how it was. And it was. We know we've been lied to so much. And that's why I say I just don't watch it anymore. If something big happens, like the George incident, I'll look into it after it's gone across my Facebook feed enough times just to see, you know, what kind of shenanigans have gone on. You know, how George's hair suddenly grew. You know, the dummy was bald, but he, when he was being handcuffed, had hair on his head. You know, when did he have time to shave with his hands behind his back? You know, when we uncover the lies that are fed to us. And they are fed to us. Force-fed, even.
Well, okay. Do I have enough time here? I want to shame the CIA. For those of you who are not aware of this, look up the World Fact Book by the Central Intelligence Agency. We have... Okay, listen. This is CIA.gov/library/publications. The World Fact Book provides information on the history, people, and society, government, economy, energy, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. That's like going to a magician asking for a book on science. That's like getting an educational textbook from a magician. Do people actually buy the stuff? The World Factbook from the CIA. From the worst known liars on the planet. The CIA.
The whole thing is like, I was talking to my father the other day too, and because I always prove my father right eventually, that I'm right to my father. But then I was telling him that these cops really don't care about the Constitution, this and that. So I went into a little like sarcastic diatribe about, well, you know, if we would just obey the police, to, you know, then they could asset forfeiture us, and then they could subvert our rights, and then they could help the pedophile, and they, who cares if they shut down the country due to COVID? Who cares if they broke up funerals? Who cares if they stomp an innocent woman's stomach to death? They have a tough job, and we should just bow to them like they're King George. And so I was like, well, you know, while we're on the subject, we might as well defund everything. How about the CIA and the Federal Reserve? Those are the real problems that we have. My dad's like, hey, I think we need the CIA. I'm like, why don't we just have Army Intelligence deal with that? I think they're fully capable of doing that. I think we the people, I think we the militia are the standing army that we need. Screw the FBI, the CIA, all those folks.
Indeed. Word.
Absolutely.
We're going to go to commercial break, guys. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and, well, what are you talking about? What link is busted there?
Say that again?
You mentioned something about a link being busted there.
About leaks being busted?
A link.
Oh, yeah, so, sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to have somebody listen to it online, and Listen live on the website, I guess, is giving people an error.
And see...
Let me come on the air.
Please, Mike.
So, I have... There's literally, like, multiple streams on the website, but the main ones that are on, like, the front pages and stuff, if you're on your mobile, there should be a play button, and there's a player right in the middle of the page. If you're on a desktop PC, I'd recommend you go to the right side, that listen live, and then...
Shocking.
Yeah, it's working.
Get your
schooler
back.
That was close up. It starts wherever you load the page. It's kind of weird how it does that. I've cobbled it together. But if you go to the listen live, how to listen page, then you should be able to get something there to work. If you go to the Listen Live online link, that's a Flash player. I should probably just get rid of it. You have to allow Flash, hit play. It says error, but it works.
You mentioned something about link being busted.
It works. It just says error because some of the metadata got, corrupted or lost long ago, years back. But Flash is pretty much, dead, so just don't use that. Right under the Listen Live Online on the On Air Now on the left side on your PC, left side sidebar, there's a play, pause, mute, unmute buttons. You just click those.
Get your back. Get your cooler back.
They're working. Anyway, there you have it. I would recommend if you're on your mobile, just go to our main page and just click on the play button there on the player, or click in the menu on how to listen, and that should work. Yeah, the Flash player will say error, but it should play. So I'm not really sure what's going on with.
Well, and if you're on desktop, but don't you have to have a plugin? I know I had to download a plugin.
I don't think so. I'm not sure. It should work on Google, Firefox, Google Chrome, whatever. If you just hit the play button on the desktop right side, Listen Live, RBN Stream, there's just a play button. I mean, it's a real simple HTML5 player, and it doesn't have any perks or anything, and it starts. Apparently, somehow, it loads the stream like when you load the page. So if you want to get up to speed and make sure you're listening as popping fresh live as you can, you got to refresh it and then hit play right away, and then that'll start whenever you loaded the page in your browser.
Okay.
That's all I got. Other than that, if people can give me a call and I can try to help them. I mean, generally it's people's browser or permissions in the browser that might be causing problems. Other than that, it should work. And go to How to Listen on the menu if you really are having trouble, and that page just is loaded with streams and links to pages that are hosting our stream, or you can go to the raw streams and like .pls and that kind of stuff, old school.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, and speaking of the technology here, I almost got sabotaged again this morning, because I have these stupid expensive iPads. I've got quite a few of them. And once again, in order for myself, if I need sleep, I have to have something playing. I have to have a video playing. I usually have a documentary or something like that playing through one of my iPads while I'm laying in bed. And so I have one iPad that is not usable anymore because these people decided to, I don't know, the people at iPad or if it's the government, decide to hack in and change the credential information, whatever. It's completely unusable now. It's a feature, it's a safety feature. In case your iPad gets stolen, the person who stole it can't use it. Or, it's a feature to be used when the government or Apple doesn't want you to use your iPad. So, that happened again this morning to me with the iPad that I was halfway listening to during my sleep. I said, okay, they're going to try this crap again. So I grab another iPad. And that one, I said, okay, videos would not play on it. Just forever loading. Say, okay, well, I might as well just get up. And I did. And it literally took about another 20 minutes just to get back into my devices and for them to start acting correctly. What the hell is wrong with Apple? It's criminal.
The Apple is rotten. It's been rotten for a long time.
It's criminal what they do. It's criminal. As expensive as these things are, if these things weren't bought for me, I you know, I would have a simple tablet, simple Android. They're slower, not as reliable as far as actual functionality, but usually not as loud either. But I hope people are not supporting Apple. I actually talked to the IT department, and it's like, okay, well, the only way for you to have this fixed is if you come into Warsaw and come to the headquarters in Warsaw, we'll fix it right up for you for 70 zlotys. Now, I live in Brasov, Lower Silesia. Okay? We're talking a 200-mile trip. I'm not doing that. You kidding me? So, it's criminal. It's criminal. There's only one authorized location in all of Poland that can reset the device back to factory. One. There are iStores everywhere. And we found out that these places, these iStores, and these are just retailers. They don't know anything. They don't know how to fix anything. This iStore is supposed to be 100% equipped to handle whatever job there is to handle concerning their products. Simply not the case. People who do know how to deal with this stuff are being persecuted by Apple. These non-authorized repair shops are being persecuted one by one. For them, you know, fixing stuff under the radar.
So you telling us that the majority of the iStores are just eyesores, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
They do nothing. I have a broken tablet of Samsung. My case broke. I had it in a case, and the case is in my hand. And my Samsung was on the garage floor. It's got a shattered screen. I got an iPad. My brother, he willed it to me when he passed, and I really don't use it because I just don't like Apple. But I keep it as a backup in case I can't get online with anything else. I can turn that one on. Technology. And you sleep listening to videos. Maybe they're beaming you that craving for those chocolate muffins. Some make you laugh a little bit, crazy vibe.
No, well, listen, I grew up, I'm like Neo in the Matrix, okay? I am a part of the system. I am. I'm the anomaly, but when it comes to these frequencies and this information flowing, I'm able to decode it, and I use it to my will. I bend it to my will. And so I'm able to do that. I grew up falling asleep in front of the TV. I grew up having a second consciousness. Instead of it shutting me down, I developed an entire level of consciousness to be able to surf this information that I'm being bombarded with.
Yeah, so, there's been many cases where you put on tapes for self-help or for learning things. Cassette tapes is what I'm referring to in the past. The subliminal listening and learning, if you will. Some people claim they can learn a foreign language in your sleep. I haven't tried it yet.
Well, I'm one of those people. I learn in my sleep. So, yeah.
And you know what, V? It's true, man, because I spend all my free time, you know, researching into this stuff. I'm either reading or watching documentaries or watching lectures or people present information on YouTube. And even when I do my downtime, if I'm watching something, it has to be something that's something that's going to educate me more often than not. I try searching for comedy out there, and then I'm like, oh, this guy's a piece of junk. This is obviously whack. Now they're making, like, the worst movies out there. And I just typically will do that, man. Every night I'll fall asleep to whatever the researcher I'm listening to recently. Now I've been going through Titus Frost, both of his YouTube channels. He was one of the original people exposing and documenting Pizzagate, and he's got a great documentary. If anybody hasn't checked it out, Pizzagate, The Unanswered Questions, Part 1, 2, and 3. Really, really great documentaries. And yeah, I mean, when you're falling asleep to it, when you're constantly listening, man, that really helps reinforce your argument, helps you learn very immensely, very deeply on a number of levels. And so, yeah, it's a very powerful thing to do that and immerse yourself in this information, because you're always going to have detractors, you're always going to have haters, you're always going to have people sticking up for the state. And if you can hit them off with an example from their own culture, and if you're able to respond to questions and, you know, go against the detractors quickly, that just improves our case and improves the case of humanity in general.
Well, speaking of Pizzagate, Rick Allen Jones. You guys know who I'm talking about?
Do not.
No.
Okay. Well, Rick Allen Jones, age 51, collected child porn for 10 years, over 6,000 images, and 133 children identified in those images. This man is a caretaker for the Gates. Bill and Melinda Gates.
Really?
Yes. And
recently, too, I covered this on my trip to Bill Gates' house when I went over there, and I said, hey, Bill, are you home? You want to talk? And his personal assistant there said, oh, no, he's not. And then I was like, well, he did have did give $2 million to Jeffrey Epstein after he got caught raping kids, so you might want to look into that, and you might want to stop work for him. But then also, right before I went up to do that video, I included it in my video of the fact that somebody on his property got arrested for having child porn. Now, it'd be one thing if it was just a random person, but Bill Gates is the head of Microsoft. So you're telling me he had somebody working on his property having child porn, and he wouldn't know about that? This guy built freaking Windows, and there's some guy that living on his property that has child porn, he doesn't know about that before the government? It's highly strange. Highly strange to give $2 million to a known child rapist after he raped children. It's just very, very odd.
Indeed. There's just too many coincidences there.
Why they call it Windows is so they can look in on us, can't they? They're very specific with their naming of their products. Even the name Gates locking down the planet with this COVID sales pitch for his vaccine profit machine. Or so, folks. You gotta unown yourself, free your mind, and you will not be owned.
You're absolutely right about that. Yeah, Windows.
Yeah, Bill Gates, he can't stop viruses on a computer, but he wants to stop a worldwide pandemic that he basically said was going to happen in the first place. And have you guys ever saw the clip of Bill Gates where maybe the producer could pull it up or something like that, but Bill Gates basically says, but you really have to see it on video. You have to see this one on video. He's like, we just take genetically modified organisms and we just jam them in their arm. Talking about kids, and he's like, he's so excited, he's enthralled to be saying it. He's got the biggest crap eating grin on his face. I'm like, is this real? Are you guys freaking seeing this? Like, he just gets so excited. Like, if I was about to, you know, go on a date with Marilyn Monroe, he's like getting excited about, I'm gonna jab these kids in the arm with GMOs. Oh man, and he's running our life. This is so good.
It looked orgasmic. You know, TED Talk, he even said, he was talking about overpopulation of the planet. He said, and if we to reduce the numbers of populations, and if we do a real good job with vaccines, we could reduce things by 15%, 10 to 15%. And it's like, huge.
Take a look at these numbers right here. One of them is a carbon output. One of them is human population. And if we do a really good job with vaccines and healthcare, we can probably tear down the human population to zero. Oh, my God. Bill Gates, I'm challenging you right now to a bare-knuckle boxing match. WrestleMania 55. I don't know what WrestleMania they're on right now, but whatever one's coming up next, we're going to give the proceeds to charity. And, oh, my gosh. I mean, how many people would not like to just punch that nerd in his glasses? Oh, my God. Because Bill Gates is overdue for a butt whooping, and you know he could donate all the money to coronavirus research.
If he saw a profit in it, he'd have Fauci out there selling it. Oh, you gotta have tickets to this. There'd be a guy in the background like he's breaking you, you know. They always have, you know. Even was it Fauci that is in 2017 did a tweet that says that basically in essence that the Trump administration can expect a pandemic in his during his presidency, an unforeseen one. Boom! It's all sales, isn't it? They had a plan to release a puff of something, and the puff seems to be just misinformation by the commentators on the news. Let's just bring it right back home to that. They own the media, and by owning the media, you guys get beamed your thoughts, and even there's flashing images that go underneath this HD signal, and you get info spread to you. There's quite a psyops that go on with television sets. My mother used to tell us that it would rot your brain. I didn't believe her. I believe her now. Mom, you were right. I went home to the States for the first time in about 7 years. And I went to my mother's house, and she's just watching The View, which gives you your view. And she said you couldn't talk about politics, but all she wanted to do is just – she loves the whole deep state machine, the Democrat left-wing stuff. And they were talking about Hillary, and I said, she's a murderer, baby eater and stuff. She basically told me I had to go outside because I just wouldn't let it go. I couldn't watch the program and not point it out. Yeah, she was right. It'll rot your brain. It just does.
Punch the nerd right in his glasses. Oh, my God. that actually brings me to something that I seen some time ago, and I was like, yes, yes. It was a meme. It was picture of Bill Gates, and he's like sitting at a dinner table with some other people, and he's got this evil grin on his face, and it says, that moment when you realize the evil genius is trying to kill you.
Yeah, I see that one. And it's true, sadly, isn't it?
And the thing is, like, just looking at his face, and then even if you didn't get it just by looking at his face, but then if you watch a video of him saying, we're going to jab little kids in the arm with GMOs, like he's about to ejaculate, like, who trusts this person? Like, who's going to let this guy babysit their kids? Like, it's not just that. Like, everybody trusts this guy. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, they wouldn't trust me if I said this stuff.
It's safer to let Biden watch your kids, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God, Biden. Hey, listen, something about, you know, I was at the pool and, you know, I let the kids, you know, rub their hands down
and
my legs.
I like
legs.
Kids jumping on my lap. And they feel my legs in the pool.
No. He said, I love when the kids, you know, when I'm at the pool, I love when they run their hands down my legs and they see my blonde hairs. They just curl right back up. You know, they pop right back up. And then that's when I learned, you know, let kids learn to love kids jump in my lap. And I love roaches. He says something about roaches.
Yeah, he said he knows all about cockroaches because he is one.
I don't know what the hell he was talking about. But, hey, listen. Creepy Joe Biden. Can somebody translate what the hell he was trying to say there? I can't even translate it.
What he's saying is, I got some popsicles in the basement if you want one. If you vote for me, I'm going to be your best friend. Really?
And
for president.
I'm an anarcho-capitalist myself, so, you know, but I think moving towards freedom is always a good thing. So while we're joking about Joe Biden, let's also give a quick shout out to Jo Jorgensen. She's a third party candidate running for the Libertarians. It'd be good to build her up a little bit because, I mean, when you got Joe Biden that says, if you don't vote for me, you're black. Poor people are just as smart as white people. I love when kids jump on my lap, openly groping and sniffing little children on video. And then you got Donald Trump, and I get a lot of crap from the Trump camp. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump knew about Jeffrey Epstein for years, didn't do anything. And then he put Jeffrey Epstein buddies, Alex Acosta, Wilbur Ross, A.G. Barr, Dershowitz, Kenneth Starr, all these people into power. So he hasn't dropped the hammer yet. And as soon as QAnon comes out of the deep state tank with JFK Jr. and Jeff Sessions, I will apologize. But until then, well, it's good to joke about these guys. But, I mean, maybe the state is so corrupt that we don't have another choice. But, yeah, Joe Jorgensen, I guess, is better than one of those two guys.
But they've been telling us to wait for 4 years. It's happening. Trust the plan. Well, you ain't going to drain a swamp you're in without your big bum getting caught in the drain there, Mr. Trump. You know, I just don't see it. I'm a reality person. Well, you surrounded yourself with deep state players. You locked down the whole planet instead of locking down the deep state. The facts speak for themselves.
Well, okay, we're coming to the end of the show here. All right, guys. Yeah, QAnon. Yeah, I don't know. Stick with Vietnam right here. When it comes to Bill Gates, is Slim seeking to immunize all of the Windows operating systems? I will be the first person that gets the vaccine. Until then, I don't think. And because we gotta keep real, taking the red pill. Yes, it's the Red Pill Hardcore Real Show. I am your host, B. And remember, in the land of Chevelle's name, the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.